Horrific footage verified by Chinese state media shows the aircraft nosediving to the ground in the remote southern province of Guangxi. The passenger plane operated by China Eastern Airlines departed from the city of Kunming just after 1 p.m. local time. It was headed to the city of Guangzhou, a route which should have taken less than 2 hours, when it suddenly lost altitude, dropping more than 6,000 meters in just 2 minutes. Videos circulating on social media show a wildfire reportedly sparked by the crash. The 132 people on board, including 123 passengers and 9 crew members, are feared dead. Hundreds of emergency workers have been dispatched to the site. President Xi Jinping has called for an immediate investigation. Analysts say the Boeing Model 737-800 aircraft has a good safety record.
The 737-800 has been a workhorse, and I believe that China Eastern have over 600 jet aircraft, and I think they've got somewhere along the lines of 130 737. So it's a very reliable aircraft, and it's quite an amazing story that an aircraft can crash on a two-hour flight.
The Boeing 737-800 is a predecessor of the 737 MAX, a model that has been banned from commercial use in China after 2 crashes within months that killed 346 people in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The crash is China's worst aviation disaster in years. Its safety record has been among the best in the world for a decade, though experts have questioned the reporting of safety lapses. China Eastern Airlines says it's mourning the loss of those on board and has grounded all of its Boeing 737-800 aircraft until further notice. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.